Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And it is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, there's lots of things going on. So to decide what we're going to talk about, I guess it's going to have to be up to you. But I have several things here I wanted to kind of glance over and look at and share with you. One, if you've been watching the news, you've seen where the man in Florida decided that his 5-year-old daughter had no right to live, and he threw her off a bridge. And we're all gasping at this. How can somebody do this? What would make a person do this? And to me, I told some of those I spoke with, I said, he should be shown no mercy. Except by the Lord, that he should be shown no mercy here on earth for what he's done. It's murder, flat out murder, of an innocent child. Apparently it was over domestic issues and custody. And then I have an article. And I want someone to explain to me the difference. Whether you decide at 5 years old that a child has no right to live, or before they're born. Abortion. 42 years celebrating it. An Episcopal church out of Kansas, they're hosting a Planned Parenthood event to celebrate 40 years of abortion, 40 years of murdering children. And this church is celebrating. Not only that, they're fundraising. They're fundraising. And the tickets go from anywhere from, let's see, I had it written down here somewhere, $20 to $1,000 for the tickets. Chili for choice. Chili for choice. Well, I guess the man on the bridge made a choice, didn't he? He threw a child to her death. Oh, I guess that's much, much worse than using chemicals or ripping them out of somebody's body a piece at a time. Because after all, they're only tissue at that point. They don't have a life. Even though they can breathe, they can move. They get the hiccups. And I'm appalled that a church calling themselves Christian are celebrating this. Celebrating it. Not only that, folks, but this nonprofit organization, the Planned Parenthood, has made bukus of dollars. I'm trying to find here where it is. Here it is. You two can go to the chili dinner to celebrate Planned Parenthood aborting 327,653 unborn children during the year of 2014. Just in that one alone, 320,653 babies murdered by choice. They chose this. And they make money, my friends. Planned Parenthood is nonprofit. I've got it here somewhere. I've circled all my little things, and then I move them around. Here it is. While it remains America's biggest abortion corporation, the nonprofit continues to make money, bringing in $305.4 million just last year and $305.3 million the year before. Oh, they lost a little bit, huh? Planned Parenthood continues to receive over $500 million in taxpayer money as it took it in $540 million in 2012 and $528 million in 2013. And I don't know about you, but my tax money should not be going to murderers who want to kill children. Just because they're not throwing them off a bridge doesn't mean it isn't murder. It's all about money. That's exactly what it's about. The abortion giant Planned Parenthood has released its 2013 annual report, which is what I just gave you. And the new numbers indicate here it did more abortions than the year before, killing, again, 327,653 babies in abortions while taking in millions in taxpayer funds. And that's not enough. This Episcopal Church is going to help them do more, because murdering 350 million children is not enough, or 1,000 children is not enough. We have to make more of those choices and take life. For what reason? Because they want to. It's their choice. The innocent had no choice. The 5-year-old had no choice whether she was thrown over that bridge or not. The unborn child has no choice. You want to scream for women's rights? What about those female babies? What right did they have? HSUS and all those, ASPCA and PETA, they'll stand up and they'll scream for the rights of an animal and turn their heads and walk away when a child is killed. You couldn't do that with anything else. They'd scream. But with human life, it has no value to them. Because we are living in a time, for some reason in this world, particularly in the United States, when we're supposed to be a Christian nation. This is a church. An Episcopal church is supposed to be a Christian church, and they think nothing, nothing of the life that God created within the womb. It has no choice. It's a humanitarian thing to take that baby. Well, what's the difference? Taking it then or throwing it off a bridge when it's 5 years old? It's still a choice, is it not? And it's still murder. It's still an innocent child. And God will have his wrath upon those who do these things. And to those of us who remain silent and turn our heads, does it mean absolutely nothing? Does it mean absolutely nothing to you that you would turn your head and say, well, that's their choice, not mine? Would you stand by if your child, if a child next door was being beaten or hurt? I don't think you would. I want to believe you wouldn't if you knew about it. I'm trying to read this. My son's handed me some statistics here, and I'm having a little trouble looking at them. But it's the abortions that they have done. Oh, the clinic income, $305 million. Taxpayer money is $540.6 million. And private donations, $315.4 million. And their profit is $58.2 million. That's just one clinic, I'm certain, isn't it? Or is that Planned Parenthood as a whole? Where have we come in this nation that we think nothing of human life? And we will stand there and protect a dog and a cat. No, I don't believe in cruelty. No, I do not. But I don't believe in murdering babies either. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I have several things I want to share with you today. And then we're going to talk about foundational law. And we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real Buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real Buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I failed to give the number to call in as I was going into that break. It's 877-895-5410. It is free for all Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. I've been talking about, when is it okay to murder? Is it better to murder the unborn than it is to, to make that choice when they're 5 and throw them off a bridge? Or is murder murder? Well, in my book, murder's murder. And I mentioned silence. We have seen what happened in Paris, where the Islamic radicals think nothing of murdering, viciously murdering, because you don't believe the way they do. And they can't have that. You're not allowed to live if you don't. Well, this is from a woman that is, I don't know how to pronounce her name. She's very popular, though, Ayaan Hirsi Ali. And she is standing up for women's rights. Because, you know, Sharia law punishes women at every turn. Islam radicals, they're very bad to the women. Horrible. A woman has nothing, no value. This quote from her is, "There are times when silence becomes an accomplice to injustice." America has been silent on this abortion issue. Many of us sit back and do nothing. Well, it's their choice. They're going to answer for it. Yes, they are. But I believe we will answer as a nation as well. Can we stand by and watch what they do to the women with Sharia law? Can we stand by and let them implement their Sharia law into our government when they live here among us? No. Absolutely not. We cannot turn our head when they throw the acid on the women, when they kill the women, when they beat them, when they brutally abuse them because they did something wrong or didn't dress right or didn't do this or said something. They don't even want them to drive or have an education in some places. There is no freedom for women with the Islamic radicals. So are we going to be silent and be those accomplices? We saw what happened in Paris. What's going to happen in Detroit? Because it's rampant in Detroit. What's going to happen when it's on our own homeland? Are we going to recognize the evilness of what is going on in the hearts of these people? The man who threw his 5-year-old over the bridge is evil. The desperate women who know not what to do when they find themselves pregnant. I don't believe them to be evil, but I believe abortion to be evil. And it is evil to tell them that it's okay. They suffer forever after that. Politicians and government, when are we free? What makes us different? What sets us apart, or used to set us apart as a nation? Because we were a nation under God. These laws that are chaos in this land, we have so many laws, you're breaking them and you don't even know it. But one of my listeners, Kay from Nebraska, gave this to me. She's quite the writer and deep thinker. She knows what she's talking about in her Constitution and what's going on. And I'm titling this Politicians and Government. Just simple. Politicians and government have power over freedom of speech. How? Law is power of speech. And when written speech favors certain sects of people and excludes others unjustly, it is time to stop the formed mazes set forth in law. Would abortion fall under that? Even with speech, inequality is formed with written law. The practice of control in law has gone too far, and countries and nations can be destroyed by such practices. Oh, we are destroying ourselves, aren't we? Foundational law, she says, in October of 1982, Congress and the President at that time officially recognized the basis for our form of government, and it's called foundational law. They went so far as to pass a joint bill with no exception or amendments, and it is still in effect today as Public Law 27-280. It recognizes the Bible is the rock upon which our public rests as the basis of foundational law. Well, what rock are they hiding this under that they are ignoring that in D.C. and in our state capitals? We have unjust laws. We have laws that have absolutely no business being there. You know, what's going on in Paris, and you see the chatter on Facebook and Twitter and all this and that. Some people are defending it. Still, you know, I had to go back. I had to go back to Benghazi when they said it was a video at fault, and now they're blaming these cartoonists. No freedom. No freedom of speech. Were they inappropriate? Probably. When does freedom of speech stop? When is it appropriate and inappropriate? And when does it okay? When is it okay to murder someone for what they think or say? Well, it's not. Ever. Murder is never right. Government and the politicians are controlling our lives by the laws. And as Kay said to me, and I chuckled, but it's absolutely true. Those who make the laws practice the laws. It is. It is job security when these guys are lawyers and they're up there making these laws that are ridiculous. And who can keep track of them all? It's utter chaos. And it never seems to go far enough for them. And I've got another article here out of a local newspaper. It never seems to go far enough. They have to control, and you know, it's always for your own good. The murdering of unborn children is, whose good is that for? Oh, well, it's safer, because they're going to do them anyway. So it's safer. Well, we saw what happened in Pennsylvania with that doctor that just murdered and murdered and murdered. The women died. The babies died. It was horrific. Those that make the laws practice the laws. Foundational law. And then Kay went on and explained out of Colossians 2, 21 through 22. Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men. That's out of the King James Version. Out of the New International, it says, do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. These rules, which have to do with things that are all destined to perish with use, are based on merely human commands and teachings. We fail to follow God's laws. We fail to recognize Him in this land these days. Our current president stood up and said, we were never a Christian nation. What planet is he from? What history class did he go to? We have, we're in a mess. We have Jim from West Virginia. Jim, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing better because of you folks. Beth Ann, I'm staying on two topics, if that makes any sense. There's a fellow named Dr. Cass Ingram, who is looking at the Paris shootings and a whole lot of other people looking, and they're saying there's no recoil when they shoot those things. It looks like crisis actors and fake blood, and like the cop gets shot, no blood. This looks like another Sandy Hook.
Oh, I'm not going to buy that. Jim, we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're going into a break. You're going to have to hang on. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csetalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's free for all Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. We have Therese from Pennsylvania. Therese, how are you today?
Self?
Yes, how are you doing?
Good, very good. With regard to this whole situation with abortion, as a good example, and it's happened many times, where a woman who is pregnant is killed in an automobile accident or an industrial accident, okay, and when there are charges of vehicular homicide brought against the person or persons responsible, there are two counts, not just one.
Absolutely, absolutely.
They're counting her as a real-life person and the unborn child at that point a real-life person. Now, as far as this individual here in Pennsylvania that did that, that's premeditated.
Mm.
He had to think about that. And the same thing goes for any of these abortions that takes place. Matter of fact, anybody associated with the whole thing, is there counts against them of knowledge before, during, and after the homicide.
Well, when it's a murder and you've plotted and you've planned, that's considered first degree, is it not?
Oh, yeah. In case of abortion, you know exactly when it's going to take place because it's a scheduled procedure.
Yeah, and they're calling it choice, so you choose to do it, so you've thought about it.
Yeah, now, another thing, too, with all of these people of the Islamic faith, and I hate to use the word faith in this thing, but if you take a look at their Quran, it very specifically calls out, if you do not convert, you have to be killed. And the method of execution is beheading.
Yeah, they're not leaving that up to their God, are they?
No, they don't have one. Now, the other point is, too, when they go into these countries, and matter of fact, they were thrown out of Europe many centuries ago as a people, okay, because of that thinking. But you go to another country, and I don't care if you go there to carry out a heinous act like just to a place in Paris, or you're going there as a tourist, you're subject to their rules, their laws. Even these so-called progressives that have, quote, dual citizenship, when you go to the other country, you're still held, even though you're considered a citizen because of the dual citizenship status, you're still accountable for the laws and customs of that country. Now, I can tell you one thing. I've been over in the Middle East when I was younger. And over there, if you try to witness to somebody, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yes, I met a gentleman. He's here in the United States trying to tell, he's got a religious, he's Christian, and he was over there, and he got some books to distribute to children. They were just little Bible books,
mm-hmm.
And they murdered his friend and some others, and so he cannot go back, and you're not allowed to share.
A lot of people don't realize it. When you take a look at the so-called prophet that these Islamics have, Muhammad, they say, you know, Muhammad is our prophet, blah, 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 blah. Well, he was a pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
He used up young boys and girls. And you know, how can you possibly, you know, okay, bow down five times to the east to glorify something like that? I'm sorry. You know, there's no justification for it. And there's no justification for the way they look at each other. You have to realize, too, if you take a look at the whole situation with any of these countries over in the Middle East, they have been at each other's throats for as long as there's been recorded history there. That's 6,000 years. There's a tremendous amount of animosity and spitefulness built up in them, and they feel that they have to exercise their thing on somebody else.
And that goes, you and I both know, with our Christian faith, that goes way back to a feud that happened long ago when we disobeyed God.
That's correct.
God, and now look what we've got.
Yep, I mean, you cannot get the commander-in-chief ticked off. You just cannot. Okay? there's strict and harsh accountability there. The other thing, too, is when we take a look at the view of some of these people in this so-called choice movement for abortions. There are individuals now coming out saying, well, if someone has a child, a couple has a child, and they don't like what's going on with it, or they're not satisfied with the color of the hair, by the age of three, they should be able to terminate it.
Oh, wow, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, and that's real sick. That's as sick as this person who just dropped that child off a bridge to drown.
Mm.
Okay, and you have to take a look. And also, one thing, just a bit of sarcasm perhaps on my part, all these people that profess about pro-choice and the women's rights with regard to the abortion and all that, they're still they're alive,
yes.
Aren't they?
Yes.
Yes,
yes
and
they
any
are.
Of these girls that get into this situation where they go for an abortion, okay, yes, you have the right to control your body, but you don't have the right to commit murder. There's accountability for it. Eventually there will be. And that's something they should think about real, real hard before they go forward with it, allowing someone to talk them into it. And secondly, because of their indiscretions, now what? They have to murder somebody so they can get away with it.
Why is it a life when we want it to be a life, and when we don't, it's not? It doesn't really change just because we want our, you know, because of our selfish attitudes.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
You know, I told a lot of these girls that you'll get in this situation and say, well, use the aspirin method.
Well, and you know, Therese,
hold it together. That's all.
Absolutely, but human nature. We make mistakes, but the Lord doesn't make mistakes.
Well,
and so this life is a life, regardless of how it got here. And
I know, and I agree with you. You know, the other thing too is when you have these people, they really don't believe in any kind of creation. Okay. And when they do that, you have to wonder. You know, I say, well, I don't believe in God. God is dead. Okay, the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you know, if you stop, these people have stopped believing in that. Now, what happens? And I believe at this point that's turning. What happens when God doesn't believe in us anymore?
Mm.
we're going to really be in our triple D. That's our really do.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's one way of putting it.
Yes, we are. That time you'll be nothing to. There's no saving grace then. Okay, you said okay. He's given up on you.
Well, I know some women who have had abortions and they have suffered all the rest of their lives. And it's a lie that we're telling these young women, and some of them are not so young, that this is the way to take care of this problem. It's not a problem. It's a child. And if you can't raise it, then put it up for adoption. There's many, many families that are wanting children that can't have them.
And
that's not the answer.
When these couples do want to adopt an infant because the biological parent or parents don't want it, okay, they have to jump through all sorts of hoops to adopt the child. And I have never seen, at least in my own experience, where I have known a great number of people who have done this. The child benefits, the couple benefits. There's a legal name change. Okay, it's not say, well, he's Jones and we're Smith. Okay, that kind of thing. They grow up to be a decent human being, and also they make a positive contribution to the community that they live in and the people that they know all their lives after that, because they've had actually, it's like being born again, really, because they've got a second chance rather than being discarded.
Absolutely. You know, my mother passed away on the 6th this week. On Tuesday, and there was two birthdays in the family that day, and I said, well, we've got three now, because Mom was born into her spiritual realm that day, and we just, you know, of course, you and I, that's how our faith is, you know, that we believe in that eternal salvation, but we believe that we do have to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, but we don't believe we have to murder those who don't.
That's exactly correct. Yeah. Well, listen, let me get off the line so other people can call.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Therese.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, when we were talking about the foundational law and talking about the politicians and government, and of course this week, and I was away from you several times this week, a good part of the time, but this week, you know, Boehner was back in. He's elected back in as the Speaker of the House. I mean, yes, Speaker of the House. And, there was very little opposition to that. But you have to stop and think about the politicians of the day and the parties. It's all about the parties. It's not about the people. It's not about a government that's founded under God. It's not about the foundational law. It's all about the almighty dollar to them. And they have a racket going, and we need, as the people, to put an end to their racket. We need to stop being silent. And if we are not, our silence becomes an accomplice. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. C&J Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Well, we're talking about, well, we've actually talked about several things, but mostly what I want you to get is the foundation of today's show is that the foundation of this nation is supposed to be God. Our laws are supposed to be made by His laws, fashioned after His laws. It was acknowledged at one point in time, and yet we ignore that. And we just keep making laws. They went off last night about the freedom of speech with the cartoonists and the situation in Paris. We've seen that before. We've seen where, you know, many years ago, where they did a study and they decided that books that tell you how to molest a child is freedom of speech, and you can't deny that. Well, molesting a child is a crime. So telling others how to do it ought to be a crime. We have absolutely no common sense. We use no kind of common sense or logic. That's not what freedom of speech is about. We have a caller. We have Chuck from Tennessee. Chuck, how are you today?
And how are you?
I'm good.
Well, I meant to say good morning, but I just kind of got cut off a bit.
That's all right. Good morning to you. What's on your mind, Chuck?
Well, I was thinking that I don't think there's any time that the innocent should be killed. I don't think there should be a decision.
I agree with you.
To kill the innocent. You know, whether whether it's religious or, you know, abortion or whether a bomb, somebody drops a bomb and kills an innocent child, you know?
Absolutely. I agree with you.
I know that sometimes people look at things one way. I'm not going to approach it from necessarily from religion, but it seems to me like nobody should kill the innocent.
Well, and you know what Therese was saying, let's not look at it as a religion. Let's look at our laws and how they allow lawsuits. Say a woman is she's expecting and she's killed and the child is killed and they'll charge the murderer with two murders because she had a child within her and he killed both lives. But yet they think that if it's her choice, it's not a life. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't parallel.
No, I agree with you. I know that we're taught by our environment.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that should be taught at all.
No, I agree with you. I agree. I appreciate your call. This is your first time to call in, isn't it, Chuck?
Yes.
Oh, welcome aboard.
Okay, well, I appreciate you letting me talk.
Not a problem. Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate it. Well, I have another article here. We're about to run out of time, but this just goes in, and he mentioned something about environment or what we're looking at all the time in this nation, and we seem to try to justify the laws and the chaos that they keep perpetrating against the people. Oh, you know, of course, they'll tell us it's for our own good. Well, here's one that was in a local paper, but it's coming from the Washington Associated Press. It says, for years, the government has been issuing guidelines about healthy eating. Now, we've talked a lot about that with Michelle Obama and the school lunches. Now, a panel that advises the Agriculture Department is ready to recommend you be told not only what foods are better for your own health, but for the environment as well. I guess maybe they should go back to this chili for choice. That may not be good for the environment. That means when the latest version of the government's dietary guidelines come out, it may push even harder than it has in recent years for people to choose more fruits, vegetables, nuts, whole grains, and other plant-based foods at the expense of meat. It says the beef and agriculture industries are crying foul, saying an environmental agenda has no place in what has always been a practical blueprint for the healthy lifestyle. You know, and this goes on and on in this article about what they're doing. The government bureaucracy has absolutely no authority to tell you what to eat and not to eat. I don't mind guidelines. I don't mind them telling us, you know, we've had some research and we know that it's better if you don't eat 5,000 calories or 10,000 calories a day. I don't mind that. But then they should not be telling me what I can and cannot eat. We have Linda from Minnesota. Linda, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Beth, God bless you. You just hit it right on the nail when you explained the book that teaches one how to molest a child in referring to freedom of speech. I was listening to Glenn Beck yesterday, and he was using the argument of freedom of speech.
Mm.
And I couldn't put it in words, but my inner self, my spirit, kept saying, no, Glenn, you're wrong. It doesn't mean you can say anything. John Adams said that our Constitution was written for a moral,
and
a virtuous people on the standards of Christ. I wish that we could get you on Glenn Beck's show and you could sit down and teach him that lesson on you cannot take free speech to the point of where anything goes.
Yes.
Because it doesn't.
And I don't believe, on the other hand, I don't believe they can blame these cartoonists for the murderous acts of these other people. what they did was probably inappropriate. I didn't really look at the cartoons. We have seen political and religious cartoons all the time, you know, across the world and in this nation. You know, Dr. Seuss started out as a political cartoonist. But I don't think we can blame the cartoonists who have been attacked for the murderous acts of these people that, if you don't believe as they do, they're going to kill you.
Well, you were just right on in the analogy and the example that you gave. And if I don't have your magazine right now, I haven't been able to afford it. But I'm going to try to purchase it again. And would you please put that in print? Would you put it in the pen?
Okay, I will.
So that we can use it as a quote and use it for an argument against. If it's freedom of speech, anything goes. And I yell at the radio when I'm listening to Glenn Beck, and I say, no, Glenn, he was talking about...
We're out of time, Linda. I apologize. Right. We just ran out of time.
Okay.
She's absolutely right. It's not anything goes with your mouth. It's not a freedom to do and say whatever you want, especially if it's a crime. So abortion is a crime. Throwing a five-year-old over is a crime. It should be. It's all murder. We have got to stop being silent in this nation and stand on God's laws and His word and bring America home.
Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, it doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men. Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study, and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic State? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or
order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House, only $16.99.